Hey, do you like the Star Wars toys?
Maybe.
Maybe. Yes. Well, this is Cole Jedi Cole Houston, and of course, Mr.
Eddie,
Maybe.
yeah, Eddie Toy Boy Medina.
Yes, indeed. So I think it's no longer a maybe situation here.
Not considering where we were at just this afternoon, drooling
Oh,
over
that's right.
the stock at Vintage Toy Rescue and Horton's Collectibles shop there in Grand Prairie. It's
That's
a
right.
it's a
Yeah, we were dropping by for the celebration of their first anniversary of the shop.
of that location,
Oh,
yeah,
that location, yes.
that particular location. Yeah, they've been dealing since before then, even, but a proper
Proper
storefront, I guess.
storefront, yes, exactly.
But yeah, we definitely like Star Wars toys, so I think that's what's on the agenda tonight. Is that right,
That
Cole?
is indeed, because there are a tonnage, especially for those who've seen my personal collection, there is a tonnage of Star Wars toys out there. And the answer to the question is no, I don't have them all, because no, I don't want them all. But there's a lot of stuff that I want, but it doesn't exist. So that's why we have titled this episode, Hey Hasbro! Sort of like, what gives there? We'd like to see some more stuff.
AKA, come on, Kenner. If you wanted to go old
Yeah,
school.
if you wanted to go retro.
Yeah.
And
But,
speaking of Kenner, I love the fact that the new, was it the Black Series on the vintage cards?
oh, on the 40th
Bear the Kenner,
anniversary.
yeah, the 40th, bear the Kenner logo.
Now, I should know this because I have a good dozen and a half of them in my collection, but the vintage collection from a few years back, did that say Kenner on the front of the card also? I think it did, didn't it?
May have. I don't.
Almost
Because
want
you
to
and I are
bet
both
money.
loose collectors, so it really makes it difficult to.
Those are the only things I keep on the card, believe it or not.
I'm trying to remember, because a lot of that was released on Blister Cards and the Saga collection, and I really don't know if they. How they couch that one, because.
Oh, they did. It says Kenner. I'm looking at them.
Kenner? Oh, it does. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I thought it did. I thought they went straight Kenner for the front of the packaging.
Well, that's neat. Well, good for them.
They did something right,
Exactly, right.
even though they've dropped the ball on what we're about to talk about.
And the thing about it is, Hasbro has had a long history in their Star Wars toy line of being quite hit and miss. They've done some amazing stuff over the years, and then sometimes you're like, hey, Hasbro!
Yeah, it's like, do we need yet a seventh, Akbar figure? When, granted, I know we wanted to replace what we got with the Power of the Force 2 collection Akbar with something better, but
Or the sheer volume of Darth Vaders,
yeah,
Like
that's
Luke and Vader had to be in every damned line.
yeah. Vader is like the Batman for the Star Wars line, because like every time a Batman line comes out, it doesn't matter how many Batmans preceded, there's going to be yet another Batman. Like Batman the animated series, Batman came like in literally every color of the color palette at by the time it was all said and done. Creamy blue Batman and orange sherbet Batman and
Oh yeah, the Tootsie Fruitsie Batman.
Tootsie Fruitsie Batman was my favorite. That's the AKA the Zen-Ra Batman, or what is it from the comic?
Oh, well, actually, they did have there was yeah, it was some sort of like Rainbow Batman or something.
Yeah, something like that. Tutti Frutti Batman.
But
Speaking of wish lists,
oh
that's
yes.
I want to see a Tutti Frutti like Greedo figure.
Or those like the different metallic C-3POs that were planned back in the 80s or the late 70s, early 80s when Kenner had the line and they were actually going to come out with all these different like metallic purple and metallic red and
Three of C-3PO? I hadn't
yeah.
heard of this. Like a 3 3/4 inch?
I don't know what scale they were going to be, but they were definitely
So literally just different colors of C-3PO. Different.
Yeah.
Oh, it's interesting. I wonder what the point of that would have been.
Something to sell. At that
Yeah,
point,
I
they were just,
guess.
let's make stuff.
Yeah, right.
But you know, some of the hits, I think, were they really went real cool, hitting a higher, giving you a lot of value added with some of the cantina creatures that came with tables or sections of bar.
Yeah.
Two of the different figures came with a half of the semicircle, so you could make your the bar set three packs make a
Oh,
bar that
wow.
was oval shaped.
See, that's cool. Stuff like that, I would much rather have accessories like that than these ginormous Rob Liefeld weapons that they start
And
coming
see,
with, yeah.
that's where the miss comes in. Because yes, now you're getting this build it thing, and nobody wants that. It's like those paper lenticular drop-down flashback photos, or the what was the little sound chips that sounded dreadful.
Oh, the for Phantom Menace?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's like, spend that money, give me an accessory, give me a
Yeah.
piece, give me a build a scene, for goodness sakes.
Build a scene that, they did build the figures for a few waves, which was cool because I got
Yeah.
to build a couple of droids. But why build these weapons that aren't even screen accurate? At least build something.
I would like to see a line that has, say, classic figures, classic trilogy figures, that you could build, say, the big gun that the snowtroopers assemble.
Oh, yes, that's true.
Because the
Which,
pieces would fit in the blister.
yeah.
You could build, there's so many just little accessory pieces, or build like background droids, like the what's known as the Bantha droid, which is this weird tall treadwell. It's like on treads, and it's got a giant blue head, and you see it in the background just kind of scurrying along through Mos Eisley as 3PO and R2 are hiding out.
Yeah.
Things like that, that you still have the value added, and it gives you something there for the collector, because frankly, I don't think kids give a damn about these stupid build-it things.
Yeah.
It's just a bad idea, Hasbro. Bad
Yeah.
idea.
Yeah.
So, we're going to talk about some good ideas
Yeah.
for Hasbro, some characters and other things that Hasbro ought to be coming out with but haven't yet.
Yeah.
Because we all know Hasbro listens very carefully to what we say on the radio, and they're poised and ready to do our bidding.
And let's preface this with they may have announced some of these are coming out, and in particular, there's one figure where I'm thinking they probably have already announced this is coming, but the fact is, I don't bother to do the research to see what's coming next year. If it's not out right now for me to buy, that's what I'm going by.
Okay, I'll try to fill in any blanks where I can. I'm aware of some things are coming out, but there's a lot of stuff that, as far as I know, has
Yeah.
not yet been announced. If it's in the pipeline, and that pipeline is, probably 6 to 8 months out.
Yeah. And what's funny in doing the research for this, I was like, the first figure that would have been on my wish list turned out to be one that was already made in 2009. So apparently I didn't care enough that this figure was out there that it was the Shira Bree figure. She was one of the characters that appeared in the old Marvel comic series, and she's from a
Oh, okay.
storyline that is one of my favorite Star Wars comic storylines. So I thought, Shira Bree would be an awesome figure to have. And sure enough, as soon as I typed it in, boom, there's a figure. Like, okay, well now I know. Now I have it for my wish list.
As an old friend of mine used to say, well then, hooray!
Yes, and then again, my second choice on why it would have been my list was Delia Blue from the comic series. And I was sure enough, they released her too. I was like, oh my gosh, okay, I need to get on the ball and get. Here I am, like,
Well,
thinking
this
they
may
should make.
bode well for us, because we might be able to, some of this might come out because you're wishing for
Yeah, wish them into existence like they did in Lethal Weapon 4. They just willed it to happen.
it. We're wishing into the cornfield. No, don't wish into the cornfield. We want to.
But okay, so Cole, you go first. What's your wish list first entry?
Well, I want to touch upon an area of the Hasbro toy lines that I'm afraid I'm getting worried that it may be forgotten, and that's the 3 3/4 inch line.
What are those?
As I understand, it's something to do with small size action figures.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. And there's a handful of characters that I think we're sorely lacking.
Yeah.
Several years ago, I think it may have been a Walmart exclusive, or it may have just been Walmart was the only place anybody could find the damn things. There was a big Jabba the Hutt with a throne playset. And it was Jabba's throne, Salacious Crumb, a bunch of pillows and furs and stuff. It was really very cleverly designed. Because it was just like the vintage throne, only more accurately scaled to the figure.
Okay.
And the fact that they had like the throw pillows
Yeah.
and the draping furs and things like that was a really cool touch. And it was kind of a companion piece to the last slave Leia they'll ever make, which was the one with the breakaway midriff.
Yeah.
So you could either have articulated legs or you could have non-articulated seated or
Oh.
prone Leia. Yeah, you'd
I missed
snap her
this.
off at the waist, and so it's
Darth
really
Maul
cool. Yeah.
style.
Yeah, and I display mine where she's seated on the throne. That way I can offend that little girl's father even more.
I know I'm going to be hated for saying this, but I guess you could leave her in two separate pieces, Blue Dahlia style.
Oh, wow.
No.
That's enough of that. So,
Yes.
the thing about it was, I always thought that that set was
Is it the
missing
Blue
one.
Dahlia or Black Dahlia?
Black Dahlia.
Black Dahlia, okay.
Yeah, the
Wrong
Blue
call.
Dahlia, she got away. She was fine. She lived into her 80s, I think.
Okay, so it was the Black Dahlia
Yeah,
there.
the Black Dahlia didn't do as well. Kind of dead. So, now I'm going to get in trouble. But the piece I thought was really missing, I actually researched this. The character is Herat, Herat. Or maybe King Herod, I'm not sure, for biblical scholars. But the character I always referred to as Jawa's Jawa. Jawa's Jawa. And that is
H-E-R-T?
Herat, Herat.
Oh, Herat.
And Herat was the Jawa that fans Jabba with the big palm frond.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, okay, since we didn't get him with that, maybe they could figure out a way where Herat could come with an accessory. Are you
Yeah.
listening, Hasbro? Come with an accessory that is the spit for the brazier behind Jabba's throne. Okay, there's a couple of shots in Jabba's palace because there's, I think, three distinct set pieces that occur. First, you have the arrival of Bosh. Then you have the arrival of Luke.
Yeah.
Then you have the, or I guess you have the freeing of Han, then the arrival of Luke.
Yeah.
In one of those three, I think it's when Leia arrives as Bosh with Chewbacca, behind the throne there's actually a spit with a big hunk of meat on it over a brazier where it's just, slow roasting back there.
Yeah.
He's running like a rotisserie franchise or something,
Yeah.
like a Kenny Rogers Roasters.
Right.
And I think that would be a cool way to offset, oh, right, a Jawa. But if he's got like maybe a piece that you could attach to the throne, that's the spit with the Bantha
Yeah.
loin on it, or whatever the hell that was.
Yeah,
That would make a nice accessory. Or if you had like another couple of Jabba's palace characters that make up the brazier and the spit and everything else, that's all, build it. Back to the whole build a scene thing. Build an item I mean, they had a Luke Skywalker figure with an entire moisture evaporator.
Oh, I know. I know. It was like,
I
of all
bought two. I was like,
accessories to spend
yeah.
money on, you did that? You did a freaking moisture evaporator?
But
Come
I thought
on.
that was pretty cool, though,
It,
because
yeah.
when were we ever going to get that? But that came with one figure.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's always kind of hit and miss. And I guess it's sort of the same way with, like, the superhero figures. You know, if you get Hulk or Juggernaut, you're getting a lot more for your money than some waifish little figure like Wasp. You know, so. Or the Invisible Woman figure, which was a big rip-off, was just an empty box. So.
It's like when someone did the custom figure of John Carpenter's The Fog. Did you see
No.
that? Where they just had the
Was it just
card
some
back?
cotton or no?
Yes, it was like a little thing of wisp of cotton inside of a bubble on a card
That's
back.
nice.
And yet I would still pay money to have that just because.
Oh yeah, it'd be just too clever. So, you know, that's Herat is an odd one to start to lead with, but I want to kind of lead in with my perhaps less exciting one. But I think that would be a fun, especially for those of us who have the Jabba's throne playset, to be able to park him up on the throne with his
There
palm frond.
was a website. I can't remember the website's name. I know it has action figure in it, where they did a breakdown of how much it would cost to put together Jabba's palace en masse. Like, they took screenshots of everything in Jedi, and figures that are available, they were listing out, you know, what series, what wave to get them from, and then they were trying to fill in the blanks by trying to customize other figures, and it was like this long involved article. And I, now that you mentioned that Jawa, I remember one of his suggestions for that Jawa for Herat was the more recent Jawa 2-pack from the Black Series line. I guess he was thinking the taller of the two Jawas would be a good
Oh,
that
okay.
particular character.
Because there are nearly 30 characters in Jawa's Palace as yet unproduced. Many of them with good reason.
He was when he was breaking it down, I thought, well, yeah, there's a reason why that figure hasn't been made. But okay, well, since you're going someone from Jabba's palace, I'm gonna start out with somebody related to Jabba as my first choice, and that would be Jabba's father, Zorba the Hutt.
Zorba the Hutt.
I want
What
Zorba the Hutt.
scale are we looking at here?
You know,
Any
honestly,
scale, I'm guessing, maybe.
yeah, with my choices, unless I'm there's a couple that are very specific to a specific line that are on my choices, but anything would be fine, but preferably 3¾ inch, because that's really what I collect. And yeah, Zorba was Jabba's father. He's the one you've probably seen images of, where he's got like the dreadlock hair and the dreadlock beard, like the braided, not dreadlocks, like braided beard. Like, he actually has facial hair growing off of his chin and braided into these long
Well,
braids.
tell the family secret, they're just extensions.
Oh, okay. You know, I think the hair thing skips a generation. That's why Jabba's.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, Stinky,
Or
he's all set
maybe
for.
ball maybe just Jabba's one of those he just shaves their head and they're
Yeah.
likes a shorn skull.
Yeah. But yeah, Zorba for me would be a cool one to have. I always thought that'd be because he's got an interesting backstory where, you know, he was obviously in charge of that Hutt clan before
Yeah.
Jabba, you know, took over, and he was arrested and sent to prison, and that's when Jabba kind of like took over. And Zorba was never really that great of a Hutt as a Hutt leader, as a businessman. Jabba, once he took over, he kind of like whipped the family's business into shape and got it going to be the empire that it was, no pun intended there. But and then, of course, once Jabba died, Zorba was released from prison and set about getting revenge for Jabba by going after Princess Leia. And then there's a whole another story to that. And to there's one cool part of the story where one of his enemies actually tries to feed him. No, wait, I'm getting this wrong. They fed her to the Sarlacc, but she was able to escape. So, It's one of those young reader novels that you think is not going to be that great, but then you read it and you're thinking, that was pretty good. That was a decent read. It was much better than The Crystal Star. What?
Oh, you're still.
Yeah, I'm so sore about that. But yeah, Zorba's my first choice. Zorba the Hutt.
Okay, well there you have it. Again, with the in the 3 3/4 inches, I primarily collect that as well. I think you and I both, we talked about this on the last episode. We both fell under the Siren Song of the Black Series 6-inch figures.
The
For the most part, we're still very staunch collectors of the 3 3/4 inch line.
Yeah.
And jumping to one of my other favorite set pieces was, of course, Ariel Schuss, the unproduced Wolfman from the Cantina
Oh,
from Mos
that's a
Eisley.
good choice.
Yeah, I think,
I didn't even think of him.
I've got a pretty well-populated cantina these days, but it's really lacking a few characters that I think are very distinct and need to be joining the fun. Because,
Yeah.
Hasbro, for a while there, concentrated very heavily on the Cantina, because their lines are so hit and miss on the, as far as aiming at collectors.
Yeah.
And, sometimes they go collector nuts, and sometimes it's like, no, it's just for the kids.
Yeah.
We're not here for the adult collector. And you just never know which way that line's going to jump. Right now, it's jumping toward the kids again,
Yeah.
as evidenced by those ridiculous Build-It things we were complaining about earlier.
Yeah.
And so we basically, I'm hoping that we can see a return to the Cantina, and I would love to see Ariel Schuss because I love the fact that what is it? Lak-Sivrak, the other Wolfman,
Yeah.
was produced years before the character that replaced him in the special edition, even though he was released after the special edition.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the everyman wolf man, I guess. The other one's the poor man's wolf man. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and I think sometimes some databases you'll find where they kind of lump them together as the same species.
Yeah.
But there are such distinct differences, I've always taken issue with that.
Yeah.
Such as one can,
Well, I
but
mean, and someone can argue that, like, look at the Ugnaughts. Look how different
oh, that's
the
so true.
Ugnaughts are. And even so, like, to do a callback to our last live show where we talked about the aquatic creatures, we talked about the race from the Marvel Comics series, the Aquaman,
Oh yeah, the various
yeah, they all were, they even though they were the same species, some looked humanoid, some were looked more fish-like, some looked like seahorses. So I guess you could make that argument, but yeah,
just don't.
you just don't. I'm always down for more creatures, especially Cantina or Jabba's Palace or Maz Kanata's Castle. Like, give me any of more of those, please. We don't need more Vaders. We don't need more Lukes, even. We need more creatures and more droids, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't know what they're called, but the wacky weevils from Maz Kanata's.
The wacky weevils?
The wacky weevils, the big bug people. There
Oh,
was three of them about a table.
yeah. The weevils. Yes, I get it now. I get it. I get it. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I've come to the point where I like them more and more as time has passed.
Could you imagine if they made Fat Bosk as a figure?
Oh, Fat Bosk would be great,
Good, not
especially
I'd
if he
even
came
think
with
of
his
him.
throne.
Yeah, right. I mean,
Yeah, and
that should be a build-a-figure.
that's a cantina that's been sorely ignored.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be perfect. Yeah, it's like, two halves of the throne is like arms and legs and maybe like the torso with the head on it.
Yeah. I mean, good night. I would buy that whole wave just to have a fat
Yeah,
one.
and the and
See?
then what's her name could be
The little spy girl.
Yeah, but Bazine Natal, I think, may be the name of the
Yeah.
character.
Good night. See, now my wish list is it's already like overflowing.
So it's sort of like an expanding universe.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Wow. I have expanded universe on my wish list. Don't you worry about that.
Oh, I imagine.
Don't you worry about that. So should I go next?
Oh, please go ahead. Yeah, because that kind of went a little awry, or went a little overboard there.
This one is an odd choice, but I love droids. Like give me like I was saying a few minutes ago, give me more creatures and give me more droids. I'll take them all. But this harkens way back to the early days of the expanded universe. Back to the Han Solo book trilogy series.
Oh, wow.
I want them to make. There were two droids in his employ in those books. I want them to make BLX-5, also known as Bollux. And he's
Ah,
basically.
yes.
Yeah, he's basically a protocol droid with. A medical droid's head. A little different than the medical droid's head, but it invokes that look where it's got the shape of the medical droid, the eyes, but then it's got 3PO's mouth instead of like that little muzzle thing that's attached. And this would actually be a 2-for-1 because as his accessory, you can include Blue Max, which was the other little droid in the book series, the Han Solo book series. And it would be easy because Blue Max is literally a blue box that
That's right, yes.
resides in his chest cavity.
For fans of Rick and Morty, it was a Meeseeks box.
A Meeseeks box, okay.
A Meeseeks box. I'm Mr. Meeseeks, look at me.
Gosh. So he would open up his little chest, and I think that would be a cool feature for the figure that his chest cavity would open up, saloon door style, and inside would be the little Blue Max, box droid that would slip in and out. So yeah, I think interesting fact about the character Bollux is, I guess it was the book when the book went over to the UK because Bollux, I guess
I
is.
was about to say that it would not be a big seller in the UK.
Right, because what does that mean over there? Is that like
It's kind of they get a little testy about it because
Okay,
it's
that's what I was thinking it was. So they
yeah,
changed.
it's a little testy call in nature.
They changed his name by one letter. They changed the B to something like maybe Volux or Wallux. Like it was something where they changed the first letter.
Botox.
Botox. Yes, I think that's. You're right. You're right. So yeah, my choice would be Bollux and Blue Max as an accessory.
Very nice. Well, I'm going to go still kind of hovering in that 3¾-inch range because you and I are, we love the droids and we love the creature types.
Yeah.
And the more we're talking about some of these creature types, the more I'm like, wow, I should have had that on the list. But back to Jabba's palace, Shasasthiel, the Jabba's Ishy-Tib character. Back when the Ishy-Tib came out, we're like, okay, why did you go with the costume design of an Ishy-Tib rebel that no one knows where that character is
Like he
on
doesn't appear on
screen?
screen.
Apparently somewhere in the rebel briefing.
Okay.
And
Oh,
I think
okay.
I have tried to spot him and been able to kind of catch a glimpse.
But they didn't go with
But
the obvious one of his
yeah, they
species.
didn't go with the Jabba's Palace one, so I go and look at my Jabba's Palace display and I'm like, I'm missing my Ishy-Tib here.
Oh. Do
Yeah, it is sad.
you need a glass of warm blue milk to,
I do,
soothe your
yes.
nerves?
Take the edge off of
It
that.
is, but seriously, that is irritating. Why would you
Oh, it's
do
such a
one instead of the
no-brainer.
other?
Yeah, why that one?
Yeah.
And it was so they could do that stupid slides that they had. That was one of those.
Oh, that's right.
Like, who had a slide carousel
What did
to
they ever
project
come out with
those
the
on?
Star Wars carousel for those things? Like, was there ever.
They did actually come out with a mail-away viewer that was designed to look like, and I've seen these in physically, they're like a smallish version of the Hoth micro binoculars.
Okay.
So there was something there. It's
And it was a mail away thing that you had to get?
yeah.
Okay. Oh, I'm looking at
But
him. Oh, that's
it's
smooth.
kind of tiny by,
Oh, I like that. But
TV
you said the
accuracy.
thing itself is smaller than it should be.
Yeah, it's like,
So
child size, but
it wouldn't be like
it
prop
was
size.
no.
Because man, I'm looking at it, and that would if they made it prop size, that would be
Oh, wouldn't
awesome.
that be so
I'll be
cool?
well. I would just and it's got the strap. I would just hang it right up, in the collection.
Exactly.
Oh man.
It's a decent enough assembly, but it's just so tiny.
Yeah. Oh, so how, yeah, it has to be tiny because I was going to ask you how small it is, but then I'm looking at a picture where they have the slides next to it. I'm thinking, wow, that's
Yeah.
really small. That's almost small enough to be an accessory for the 12-inch figures.
Exactly.
Good night. That would have been awesome if they could have just made that full size. Or at least, close to full size, like a few scales down. Yeah, I had no idea this was a thing that you could mail away for. It actually still would be cool, because I do have a lot of those slides just because.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
But I love the design of the Ishi-Tib
Oh
character.
yeah, me too.
That just bizarre. That's one of the ones that didn't occur to me. I wonder if they're an aquatic species. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Is
So I want, yeah, I need the Shasta Teal, the Ishi-Tib, because of all the characters you can see behind Luke when he's confronting Jabba, every single one of them exists. Technically it's a bit of a leap. Yeah, I mean, you can allow Greedo can kind of your Greedo figure can stand in for Beedo.
Is that really his name, Beto?
Yes, it is. There was actually a Topps trading card that said Beedo and a Jawa, and they were sitting on the stairs at
Oh,
Jabba's
that's
house.
right. I do remember that card.
And then there was, of course, his competitive swimming brother, Speedo.
Of course, yeah.
Speaking of aquatic species, going back to the Just Add Water.
Oh my gosh. Oh gosh, so many choices. I don't know which one to go with next. I'm telling you, we're gonna have to do a follow-up episode. Maybe a part two to this actual episode. Okay, I'm just gonna pick one. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna go very strange here. What I'm gonna go with one that no one's probably thought of or expecting or even wanting. I'm not quite sure I would want it. I think this would just make for a cool two-pack, and I'm gonna cheat and make this a two-pack, and you'll know why. Number one, it's a two-pack because you'd have to get your money's worth because these are both small characters in stature, and that's gonna be young Rey and young Jin. I want those as figures. I
Interesting.
don't know why. I just think it'd be cool to have. And I don't know if part of it is because we don't get flashbacks normally in the Star Wars universe,
That's
but we
true.
got flashbacks for both of these characters. Like Rey, granted, was like in a vision, but it's still technically a flashback. And I think if for anything else, it would be cool to have a young Rey and a young Jin, so that way the young Jin can come with that little stormtrooper doll that she has in the movie as an
Oh,
accessory,
that's right. And
and then
yeah.
Rey would come with the fighter pilot as a little accessory, the X-wing fighter as an accessory.
And see, that goes back to the whole, instead of that stupid
Yes,
billet,
exactly.
the Rey figure would have been much better served to have like a pilot's
Yes,
helmet
exactly. I know.
and a the little
Okay.
her little yarn doll that she got out of a vending
This
machine.
is okay. I'm glad you said that, Cole, because
At
this is my
Patchen's.
thing. I have three Rey figures, and you probably have the same three. I have the standard Rey that came out initially with the first wave. I have the way the one that came out where she's got the wrappings around her head, but her face is exposed. And then I have the Black Series Rey because you can switch out to where she has the goggles, you know, on. That way she's fully covered. And I'm thinking, why didn't you just give us one Rey with three interchangeable heads?
Exactly. Or, you know, and especially in the Black Series scale.
Yeah, yeah.
Why not the little doll?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I didn't even think of that. In the 6-inch? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
Why are we not getting these important...
Here they were probably patting themselves on the back because they gave us a BB-8 with a Rey. You know, like, they did so good. But I was like, yeah, that's nice and all, but give us the little doll and give us a helmet with it. But, yeah.
I mean, if you get to the point where you feel like you have to do a Black Series young Anakin Skywalker... At least just give us a Jabor snippet.
Yeah. But yeah, you're right. You're right. And it's because who knows? Maybe a few years down the line when they start to rehash, they go back and start pulling characters from Force Awakens again, they may give us a Rey where she's wearing the helmet. And I'm thinking, why didn't you, again, you could have just had that as an accessory added in instead of the stupid build up gun. Backpack Ghostbuster thing that you nobody wants.
Exactly.
Good night,
Ghostbuster.
But yeah, I don't know. It's odd choice for sure. No one else probably in the world wants one, but I think it'd be cool to have a young Jin and a young Rey 2-pack figure set that you could get. So
we could even have like a little baby Finn.
But he was on screen. These. Yeah.
Well, they showed his baby picture.
We're basically building it up for them to have like an animated series, like they did Muppet Babies, but like
Star Wars Babies. It's like, Rey, Jen, who was born decades before either Rey or.
Right, Finn. I'm thinking Rey, Finn, and Poe, all his little tykes, you know, and the bully in the series would be Hux. You know, and
and Kylo.
Yeah, Hux and Kylo would be the bullies. They would be like the Scott Farkas
Ben starts hanging around with Hux.
Yeah. Oh, Ben's good at first, and then he gets it.
He starts hanging around with Hux.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
Dang it! I still want young Rey and young Jin as figures.
Now that's not a bad idea there.
Yeah, because they would look cool next to the Anakin, and it would actually, you know, you can have all three of them.
You can have some friends.
Some friends. It would be like,
it's Anakin's little friends.
Like Mom's Day Out, Star Wars edition.
Exactly. Go play with your little friends now.
Oh my gosh.
So moving along, we have in the 3¾-inch line. In common with a lot of people, I feel like Hasbro, we need to finish what we started.
Here we go.
We need to have all of the vintage figures represented in the modern line.
Yeah.
And they're so close. They're so very close. We need a mustachioed Bespin guard. Frankly, that first Bespin guard, which for some reason his tunic is open, he just got called and said, "You got to come in," or he's like just getting home.
Oh, wasn't even supposed to be here today?
Yeah, exactly.
It's the Hicks of the Bespin guard.
Yeah, or it's like, you know, it's Indiana Jones knocking out the guy with the wrong size shirt.
Oh yeah,
why did that? How was that ever a thing?
Yeah, yeah.
And why did we not go with the mustachioed one? They did eventually come out with the other Bespin guard, which is getting us, you know, closer and closer. They came out with finally the prune face version of that same species. Because the first one they did didn't have the eye patch. Or was it the other way around? But it was the other way around. But they did later come out with the guy that doesn't have an eye patch. But, you know, we still do not have Sim Alu either, the known at the time simply as Imperial Dignitary.
Yeah, why hasn't that been made?
Because they came out with other Imperial dignitaries. They came out with Kryn Blista Vanee, and I can't remember the other guy's name.
Yeah. So you're upset because we don't have the Keith Hernandez Bespin Guard. Is that we?
Yeah, we don't have the Grand Moff Tarkin of Carnival in Rio cosplay.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
That grizzled old guy. In fact, there were, I believe, five dignitaries in all. I don't necessarily want them all. I think it's kind of cool that they did, because one of them just has this ridiculous hat that just like, okay, we don't need that at all.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Can I go?
But I
Oh.
think that would round out the line, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think you're correct on that. But I forgot, yeah, Dignitary. They hadn't done that yet. Well, I'm gonna veer off of the 3¾-inch track, and I'm gonna take a different direction. And this won't matter to you because you don't collect pop vinyls. But I'm guessing this is—it's just a matter of time before we get this particular pop vinyl in a what's going to probably more likely be a Smuggler's Bounty box. But I want a Bantha pop vinyl. I want a Bantha with a freaking Tusken Raider riding him pop vinyl.
I could get behind that. Hasbro's going to be no help for you on that, but I could still get behind
That's true. It's Funko. That's right. That's.
it. Hey, Funko!
Hey, Funko. Yeah, listen, that's true. I didn't even think about that. That's not Hasbro, but that's okay because I've thrown it out there, so I'm going to finish my thought. That,
That's right.
you know, it's so close because when you think of in terms again, like this kind of goes with what you just brought up. When you think of the vintage line, we already have a Dewback pop vinyl, we have a Rancor pop vinyl, we have a Tauntaun pop vinyl. You know, now we need a Bantha and a Probot. You know. Pop vinyls.
Oh,
It
good
to
night.
finish off,
Damn
yeah, when
it.
you're thinking of like the
I
creature
would want that stupid thing too.
a Probot pop vinyl.
Yes, I'm kind of silly for the
Well,
Probot.
because you know when you think about it, when you think of the non-standard figures from the vintage line, when you the creatures as it were, and the Probot being a non-standard size figure, we're so close on pop vinyls. They've done the other, so but I just really want a pop vinyl Bantha. With the Tusken that either is attached to him like Han Solo is attached to the Tauntaun, or the Tusken just separate like the Sand
I
Trooper.
think you're right on your appraisal of it being just a matter of time
I hope
here.
so, because I really want that. I mean, it's got to be right around the corner. They're about to. I mean, they just did Luke and his land speeder. It's like,
Yeah.
it's obvious after they did Han on the Tauntaun, and it just was such a big hit with the collectors. It's like now they're thinking, what other big pop vinyls can we do?
I would not be surprised to see, like, because a lot of the pop vinyl stuff where you have a character with a
Yeah.
vehicle, it's just like, it's almost like Ed Big Daddy Roth or something where they're not to scale with one another to have a like a snow
Yeah,
speeder
yeah.
with a giant Luke sticking out of it, as it were, relatively speaking.
Right. I want to see that. I want to see, you know, Rat Fink on the Ronto or something, you know.
Or Ronto
Ronto
Fink, for
Fink,
that matter.
yeah. And
So,
Big Daddy Roth. Rontoff. Or, no, that doesn't roll off the tongue. Never mind.
Rothto.
Right. So, what do you got next?
Well, speaking of, riding, characters that ride other, that have beasts of burden, a creature we talked about on Just Add Water on the live show, the Awa.
Ah,
with a Kaminoan rider. I
that's
want
that's not
that in my
that
collection.
hasn't been made.
That has never been made.
Wow, that you would think because when you think about the overabundance of stuff that came out during episode two.
Oh yeah, well, if you look at the episode one stuff when they came out with the some of the characters like the OPC killer, the big fish. And they later, I think they came out with Qui-Gon Jinn on an Eopie. And during that period, I've actually seen, I think you may even be able to find it online, is the Swamp Skeeto,
Swamp Skeeto.
which Lucasfilm apparently rejected.
What? What?
And it's like there were so many other creatures in episode one on Naboo. The Swamp Skeeto was,
Sounds like something from Sectars or something.
yeah, it was the Swamp Skeeto with Obi-Wan Kenobi. It was never produced way back in 2000, and it's just this, it looks like a creature from the movie Evolution almost.
Oh my gosh! I can't believe you invoked that movie. David Duchovny won't even invoke that movie. Good night.
So, that's one I really want to see in the 3¾-inch line, because I love stuff like that.
Yeah, that would be something cool to have, and then like get some fishing line and just attach it to your ceiling so it can just kind of dangle there, like it's.
Mid-flight.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, now I want that. Crap, man, you're getting some good ones in. Dang. Well, I hope somebody at Hasbro listens to this.
I know, it's just like, good night. Come on.
All right.
We need this.
I'm gonna cheat again. I'm doing this as a three pack. But it makes sense when you hear what the three characters are. But I want this as a three pack. I want Rick Duel, Danny, and Cheeto. The three characters from the Star Wars Marvel series, Danny being that fuchsia sex pot character.
Oh,
Rick
yes,
Duel
indeed.
was like gosh, it was like one of those Me Too. It's like one of those Me Too movies that came out after Star Wars. They had a lead character, and then when I saw Rick Duel, read those issues with Rick Duel, I thought, this is like that character from that other movie that ripped off Star Wars. And I can't remember what the movie is now. But I can't remember what movie it is. But anyway, and then one of there's a Rodian, and that's Cheeto the Rodian. So anytime I get another Rodian figure, I'm all for it. So I think it would be cool, and I wish they had done this back when they were doing like they were big on doing the comic packs, because this would have made for an awesome three pack of Rick, Danny, and Cheeto. For just die hard fans.
That would actually, yeah, would have worked.
It does, because this is one of those times where Marvel kind of missed the mark when they were designing costumes and vehicles and environments for the Marvel comic series. But this is one of those times where the design for Rick's outfit and Danny's outfit, that's like it felt very, very Star Wars like. It didn't feel like something out of just a
Exactly.
generic science fiction comic. When you look at the vest that Rick is wearing, it's got like an it's got like the feel of like a Han something Han Solo would wear, but then it's got the top part is something that like the X-Wing pilots would have on their vest. And of course he's got the standard Carillion looking blaster holster, and he's got the boots. He looks like a Carillion basically. And Danny's just got like that slick Baroness thing going on. So you can't go wrong there, but she's just a cool looking character. That's a cool color, and for a character. And of course you can't screw up when it's a Rodian. It's Greedo on a spaceman's body. So I would love. And there have been plenty of people who've done customs of these characters. There's been plenty of customs out there. This is one of those where if they did like a fan favorite, man, if they just put out the thing to fans, like, would you want this as a three pack? What three pack do you want to see? This, or this? I would imagine there would be a lot of fans getting behind these characters just because.
Oh,
It
absolutely.
wasn't like they just popped in like a single issue of Star Wars. Like they worked them in a few issues, if I'm not mistaken, quite a few issues.
Oh, yeah, I think they were around for a
Yeah,
while.
yeah. So they have a long history. Now, if I'm not mistaken, I remember someone saying that they thought they had worked them into some of the Expanded Universe novels, but I can't confirm that because I hadn't looked myself.
In fact, just kind of a quick throwback to your Dubak or your Bantha
Yeah.
rather. Apparently, I'm not sure if this is out yet or what, but they're speaking of the Ed Big Daddy Roth, there's a Darth Vader TIE Fighter pop vinyl. Oh, it was a is or will be a Target exclusive.
Oh, okay.
And it's basically like, if Darth Vader were gigantic and sitting halfway in and halfway out of his a cartoony version of his TIE Fighter.
Funko's big on those. Like they made the turtle van with the Mikey
Yeah,
sticking out the
exactly.
sunroof, and the Ghostbusters Ecto-1 with I think Holtzman or whoever it was sticking out of the top. And I'm thinking, why can't they just be in it? Especially the turtle van. It's a tall enough vehicle where he could just be in it,
Oh,
not.
and oddly enough, just by pure chance, I stumbled on Young Jyn Erso pop vinyl holding a Stormtrooper doll.
Yeah.
I think that's another one upcoming for your pop vinyl
Well,
pleasures,
I
right?
can almost have pop vinyl pleasures. That sounds so dirty. Well, I mean, that almost makes sense because,
Hashtag Ranger Pit After
right,
Dark.
they did make the Rey exclusive pop vinyl where she had on the helmet, and I think when she also had sculpted into her hand the X-Wing pilot doll. So, yeah,
Oh,
I mean,
nice.
I'm almost not surprised that they're doing the same thing with Jen, but okay, so they are doing young Jen in a roundabouts way. That's cool.
Yes, indeed.
All right.
So let's see what else I've got on my hit parade, because I'm going to start heading into the Black Series 6-inch as we, and this will we're going to have to kind of probably come back and re-examine this topic to be sure. The Black Series, I've made no bones about the fact that Melmon Nadon, aka Hammerhead, I love me some Hammerhead. I would love this character in this scale. It's kind of a no-brainer. It's just one of the coolest looking Star Wars characters ever. And to have that character in 3 and 3 or in 6-inch scale, then I can add it to my ridiculously large collection of Hammerhead memorabilia, including the sideshow and the two different color of attack ticks that I went way out of my way and spent way too much to obtain. The Hallmark ornament, a Lego Ithorian figure.
You know that
Micro Machines.
a Black Series Hammerhead would be something that I would allow myself to pay scalper prices for if I had to, because that would be a freaking cool figure. You know,
Yeah.
my hope, and so far this is ringing true. It's my hope that the 40th anniversary Black Series 6-inch figures are such a hit that they're going to continue by producing Wave 2 as a Black Series.
I would love to
It,
see that
yeah.
to take us into
Yeah.
some of these characters that came
So in
later.
that case, you would get your Hammerhead, you know, and man, gosh, you know, that would be a good one.
And this is, it looks to me like they're re-releasing a lot of characters on these
Oh, yeah. I
cards.
mean,
To get the Star Wars card
yeah.
version of Boba Fett would get Boba Fett back in circulation for people.
Yeah, yeah.
Where it's got that stupid fireball
I
motif.
know it is irritating though, because for people like me who got in Black Series late, and now it would have been easy to fill up my display because I would have already had R2, I would have already had 3PO, I would have already had Chewbacca. But now, lo and behold, they're making it near impossible to get R2-D2 out of that 40th anniversary
Oh,
line,
yeah.
and who knows what the short pack on this new wave is going to be. Is a word, I don't know if this is true, and it's probably not, but word is that it's the Jawa out of this new wave, but I don't know if that's the case, but I guess we'll just have to sit and wait and see how it all plays out. But yeah, Hammerhead, oh my gosh, I think a lot of people would really just go gaga over that.
I think that that would be a good one. And I don't know if Hasbro realizes the power.
Come on, man, it's Hammer time.
That's right.
Okay, well, I'm gonna throw him in the Black Series since you did. I want, because I only had one Black Series so far on my list. And that would be a Black Series Dewback and Sand Trooper. I want a Black Series Dewback. Yeah, I know you can say this too, Cole. I love Dewbacks. I just love them. Love them.
The funny thing is, I'm gonna kind of piggy do back on yours because my Black Series big ass figure is the Bantha.
Which one, again, as a Black Series. I mean, how would they do that though? They would have to sculpt it.
Oh yeah, in fact, I would far prefer a sculpted
Me
hair because,
too.
I mean, yeah, they did that first Bantha with the long hair fur, and then they did that later Toys R Us carpet
Yeah.
Bantha. But the thing about it is, ask yourself, Hasbro, do you glue fur onto every Chewbacca figure?
Exactly.
No, you don't.
Exactly.
Why did you feel you can't just do a sculpt and do it in the way that they did the Chewbacca figures for both the Black Series line and then later for Episode 7,
Yeah.
where you have a kind of layering
Yeah.
of sculpted
Yeah,
hair?
'cause that looks nice.
Yeah. So maybe you have like a nondescript body upon which the legs are attached, and then you have a rubbery overlay
Yeah.
that gives you that layered look.
Yeah, you're right. They didn't give us like a Tribble looking Morph figure. Morph was sculpted.
Yeah.
But oh my gosh, could you imagine a 6-inch scale Dewback? And again, it would give us a chance, those of us who missed it the first time, to get a Sand Trooper. Because I would imagine they would just package a Sand Trooper with it. It would cost more,
Yeah.
but I wouldn't care because, again, I missed it the first time around. But it would be awesome because imagine, okay, because I know Walmart had that exclusive Dewback in their Legacy collection, and
Yeah.
that's not even Black Series level of sculpting, but just the sculpt on that Dewback and the saddle and the pouches, that was amazing. So I'm thinking, how much?
Yeah, imagine the
Oh my
detail.
gosh, yes, for a Black Series Dewback that's even bigger and more detailed in the paint
I'm going to
scheme.
go out on a limb here too, because what I would love to see in that sort of situation is a Dewback that's designed to look like the original prop.
Yeah. Oh yeah, not the
Go
CGI
back
one.
to the, don't do the CGI one. Don't do that middle of the road that they did with the 3 3/4 inch. They literally sort of melded every version of the Dewback. Do the Dewback that, give us the Dewback that we deserve.
Gosh. The Dewback that we deserve, not the one that we need.
That's right. Which, oddly enough, is the one we need as well.
Yeah. So you're piggybacking with the Bantha, Black Series Bantha, with the Tusken Raider. 'Cause that would be smooth. That
Yeah.
would be cool. And then you wouldn't have to worry about tracking down a Tusken Raider on a card for those of us who are opening them up anyway. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. So, did you want to go again, or was your Bantha your choice?
Well, one of the things I want to talk about that I'm amazed isn't part of the 6-inch Black Series
Yeah.
yet is none other than Mr. It's a Trap himself.
That's true.
Why? I mean, Admiral Ackbar in that scale, how cool
That is true.
is that going to look? I mean, I'm sure that's probably in the works somewhere because it's such a no-brainer.
I'm hoping because the popularity of the 40th anniversary wave, it's kind of bringing it back. 'Cause I was getting a little worried, to be honest, for the Black Series. Because Rogue One, they went so far in with Rogue One and Force Awakens,
Yeah.
you almost felt like they flooded the collectors with too many Rogue One characters and Force Awakens. I mean, freaking Constable Zuvio coming, I mean, who had to say anymore? I mean,
Well, that's really
a
all
rebel
you have to say.
trooper, like, freaking if,
Oh yeah, the was it the
yeah,
Resistance
there you
Trooper
go,
that
Resistance Trooper, not Rebel Trooper. Yeah, it's like they gave us too much with Force Awakens and too much with I mean, I love the Rogue One figures, to be honest, because...
And the thing is, Hasbro has a long history of doing that, like going so all in that you worry that they're going to forget anything that came before.
Right, exactly. And you're like, they flooded the market. I mean, oh my gosh, like the Jyn and the Cassian Black Series are so dime a dozen now.
Yeah.
Like the freaking Dash Rendar of modern collectors. You know, it's like they're on pegs everywhere. And I'm thinking, gosh, if y'all had just kind of scaled it back a bit. But thankfully the 40th anniversary wave seems to be, you know,
I think, yeah, having that benchmark, that 40th anniversary, what do you call it, like a milestone,
yeah.
Is one of the best things that's happened, because it forced their hand kind of go back and start playing with some of this.
And quite honestly, these look way freaking better on the cards and bubbles than they do in the boxes. I've never been a fan of the Black Series boxes. They just look so bland and boring to me.
The only thing I really liked is the artwork. There's something about that
style. Oh, the artwork is cool.
Of white on black. But yeah, the packet, that's the only thing that really lends anything to the packaging. Otherwise, it's like a shoebox.
I know Bobby Blake and I have had this discussion many times, because he's a mint in box collector, and you know, you and I are loose collectors. And I was like, you know, I get that you want to keep everything in the box, but dang, man, take out your Black Series.
Those are
too well sculpted. They're too well articulated, and that packaging is just piss poor. There's no reason to keep them in those boxes. But
and on the subject of Admiral Ackbar, back to the 3¾-inch. Why do we not yet have a female Mon Calamari officer?
Ah, interesting. Yeah, sure.
They are rather prominently visible in the background.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I want an Admiral Raddus Black Series before they turn their back on me.
Man, we can't even get the Admiral Raddus 3¾-inch. Did that one ever come out?
It is actually, I think, now finally shipping.
Good night.
Amazon has them listed, and they're not at outrageous scalper prices. You can tell when the stuff's actually hit the market.
Uh-huh.
When an Amazon price, like some of the Black Series vintage, the 40th anniversary Black Series, like initially the Death Squad Commander was $40-something, and now it's calmed down to about $22.
Oh, okay. Wow.
On Amazon, so... I think it was like $11 or something like that for Admiral.
That's not crazy. That's not unheard of.
That's about average price, right?
Yeah. Speaking of which, being a Death Squad Commander, I really want to get my hands on an extra Death Squad Commander and customize it to look like the old Kenner one with a gray jumpsuit.
Oh, good.
I have it already. Obviously in black, but I want one next to it where he's in gray. So I'm really trying to track down a second one so I can do that.
And one thing that kind of disappointed me about their Death Squad Commander in that scale,
yeah,
is they could have done the phone cord. If you look at the packaging,
yeah,
the character they have there is actually a Death Star. Like communications officer.
Yeah.
And he's got like big headphones inside the helmet.
Uh-huh.
And this thing that looks like the coils of an old phone cord.
Yeah, really? I didn't look that closely.
And that was on the vintage, or, you know, the original vintage packaging back in the day.
But yeah.
It's just.
Huh. Interesting. Let's see, what else we got? Is it my turn? I lost track.
Sure. I think it actually is.
Okay. This may be one that's coming soon. And because of stuff that's going on in Rebels, so if this is a figure that's been announced and I just haven't heard it, y'all need to forgive me, but this is one I've wanted for a while, and that's Rook the Nagri the Nagri species there, the in Heir to the Empire. He's the bodyguard to Grand Admiral Thrawn. In fact, that
Okay.
whole species they're basically bodyguards for hire, I guess, or bodyguards of Imperial officers, I guess. I can't remember the whole story backstory. But Rook is that particular, in the spotlight character of his species in Heir to the Empire. And I've always been fascinated with that character because I remember when I first read the book way back in the 90s, the way they described this character, I was building up a mental image of what he looked like in my mind. And then a few years later, when Dark Horse came out with their comic adaptation, the way they portrayed him and that species in the comic was vastly different to what I had already built up in my mind. So I was like, it was like a shock. And so I thought, but I kind of like the comic book version. It's kind of a cool design, the way it was drawn and everything. So then I kind of adapted that look of how they looked. And now that they're gonna be in Rebels, or have been, I don't know, I'm not caught up. Maybe they've already shown this episode, or maybe this is just part screenshot from the trailer of what's coming up. But now that I've seen Ruck in the Rebels screenshot, I'm thinking, okay, he looks like what I had pictured in my mind initially when I read the novel. So I guess Dark Horse got it wrong.
There you go. You've been vindicated.
Right. So yeah, that's a character that's always fascinated me. It's a very cool character. This is not spoiling anything because the book has been out for decades. But I always loved in the story where they get sent out to get Leia and the other heroes, the other rebels, when they come across Leia and she identifies herself as Leia Organa, they're supposed to either kill her or capture her. I can't remember the story. Again, it's been a couple of decades since I've read it, but they had her cornered, and when she identified herself, they immediately stop and they take a knee and they refer to her as Lady Vader. And it's a cool story because these Nagri, if I'm even pronouncing that name right, they were loyal to Darth Vader and Darth Vader only. And when he died, it was almost like they needed another someone else to protect, someone else to be loyal to. So they became loyal to Thrawn. But now that he knew that Vader's offspring was still alive and well, then his loyalty immediately switched to Leia. And it's a really cool little side story where his devotion to Vader, in turn, well, he showed that to Leia by the blood relation there. And they referred to her as Lady Vader throughout the book series. Whenever they don't refer to her as Leia, they refer to her as Lady Vader. And I thought that's such a cool aspect of the novel. And that's always been a character and species I've really thought was cool. So that's definitely on my wish list. Now that they're coming out in Rebels, hopefully we'll get a figure of them.
Well, I'm going to go into a couple of things. We're going to need to go ahead and wrap up here pretty
Okay.
soon, and so we can get this show on the road. And I'll kind of do a little rapid fire thing on the Black Series 6-inch. Come on, Hasbro, Zuckuss, Forlom, Dengar. We need to round out the bounty hunters.
And then offer them as like a gift set for those of us who didn't get Bosk and Boba Fett.
Maybe some 2 packs or 3 packs to get everybody caught up and piss off the people who bought all that money. And you mentioned the the trooper, the resistance trooper, who you barely see at all. Give us a Tantive IV rebel soldier, Endor rebel soldier, Hoth rebel
I would want to see
soldier.
a Hoth Rebel soldier in the Black Series line, the 6-inch line. That would be awesome.
Yeah, we need these things, so snap to them.
I don't know. I got quite a few still. Should we just go ahead and make this part one of two? Do you have enough to do a part two?
Yeah, may as well. Let's make a trilogy out of
Oh,
this. We have
trilogy.
our Well, we had our Black Series episode, and let's just do like a Hey Hasbro episode one and Hey Hasbro episode two,
Gotcha.
because I've got a bunch yet, and I'm sure I could come up with a lot more that I hadn't even thought of or came to me during the course of this. So. Yeah, let's go ahead and throw one more out there, and we'll wrap this
Yeah,
one
because
up.
I still have
And
seven on my list.
we'll be back in a we're gonna go ahead and launch the Force of July. Unless I get my timing off here. This will either be our first July or our last June episode for the Rancor Pit, with part two of Hey Hasbro.
And
So, how are we going to close out part one and all?
stay tuned for part two. I don't know.
No, I meant as far as one more entry on your part.
Oh, we're doing one more. Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay.
I was going to allow you one more, but you're killing so much time, I might just have to carry that one off.
I'm going to hold off on this next one until the next show for me to research, because this may be a character that's coming, so I'm going to go with somebody else. I'm going to go with a Hoojib. I want the Hoojibs as figures. Those little bunny creatures, those that look like they came from Bloom County.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find a way to forgive you.
No, Hoojibs are awesome. I want it to where you get like a wave of figures, and every figure has a Hoojib packed in it. That way, you get them sculpted in different positions and different sizes.
Oh, see here, I thought you would have wanted a like a Hoojib multi-pack.
Yeah, like the Mousers did with the tools.
Yeah, so you have your Hoojib army.
Actually, I would prefer that. That way, I could just buy the Hoojib pack over and over and create like a big, like say they're multiplying like rabbits, Right. But yeah, either way, if they did a whole wave and every figure in that wave came with a different Hoojib, that way you could just like collect them all. And yeah, I want Hoojibs. I want Hoojibs in the 3 3/4 inch. I want a Hoojib in the Black Series 6 inch. I want a Hoojib pop vinyl. I want a Hoojib plush. I want a Hoojib life size gentle giant
You'll get
statue.
nothing and like it.
Was
You'll get nothing and like it.
that? Oh my gosh. So yeah, give me my Hoojibs, Hasbro. Come on, hashtag Hoojibs Hasbro. I'm in it on that one.
Well, there you have it. And I'm going to close out with one last little thought. Outside of the action figure realm, I think we talked. You'll hear this kind of reiterated because I talked about the Star Wars line from the Hot Wheels series,
Yeah.
but it didn't occur to me. Well, of course, there's the Black Series titanium figure
Well.
ships. I want the hammer that hammerhead
Oh.
capital ship
Yeah, the Corvette, Hammerhead Corvette.
because yeah, because I actually prefer the titaniums over the Hot Wheels in most cases.
Yeah.
And most of the collection that I have are the titaniums versus the Hot
Yeah.
Wheels, because I'm dancing with the one that brung me. But that's one I feel like they missed the ball on that one. I'd love to have. That's a cool ass design, and it would appeal to collectors on two fronts, both your traditional Star Wars collector and your Clone Wars.
Yeah.
Or Rebels. No, Rebels, I guess it is. Your Rebels collectors.
Speaking of vehicles, I just saw this today at Target, and I didn't even know this was a thing. But on the Hot Wheels line of cars, of vehicles, they came out with
Yeah.
the Force Awakens speeder with two snowtroopers in it, two actual like little snowtroopers in it, like they did with the Rey on her USB drive.
Oh,
So
yeah.
I didn't even know that was a thing. Like, it was cool. It's like the little speeder with two troopers riding inside. I thought, oh wow, that's something else. I just didn't feel like paying the $6 to get it,
Yeah.
but it's cool that it's out there. Yeah, I thought that was a nice unexpected surprise. I may end up getting that too. All right.
All right, with that, we'll probably go ahead and just close everything out with the promise of coming back again in a couple of weeks with even more, maybe even a week, depending on if we're launching the 4th of July, in which case we're going to have 5 regular recorded episodes and 2 live episodes for the month of July for our annual Rank Our Pit 4th of July.
Heck, we may even drop more than that because we already have 4 recorded from the roadshow.
That's true. And yeah, we might just be dropping all kinds of stuff because we do have our roadshow episodes as well, and with more on the way. So, and I actually just stumbled upon a picture of your Nogri. Those are pretty awesome. So, be on the lookout for that at the Jedi Cole Universe, JediCole.com. Look for Eddie and or myself. July's going to be a little curious. We're each taking some vacation
Oh,
time.
yeah.
So we're going to have a special in-studio guest replacing one of ourselves during the course of our 2 episodes in July over at DallasOnAir.com for the Rancor Pit Live on the our first July episode, the first Sunday of July. It'll be Eddie and his guest or guests, and to be determined. And the second Sunday of July
The
will be
16th.
the 16th, yes, will be my special guest, Bobby Blakey. And I'll probably convince Mrs. Jedi Cole to come on the show because that is actually our 29th wedding anniversary. And how cool is that, that you can have your 29th wedding anniversary come up? And oh, it's okay if you do your show. So I have to be un-Ricky Ricardo if I have to have Lucy on the show.
Come on, Babalu. Come on, yeah. And then, yeah, on the 30th, yeah, we were in talks for guests for both the July 2nd episode and the July 30th, but since nothing is written, set in stone, we can't announce it yet. But Bobby Blakey is a definite yes for the 16th. But like with any 4th of July, we're bringing really good guests. So you're going to want to tune in.
Absolutely. We're going to have a lot of fun, do some really cool stuff, and just be generally weird and talk about Star
So.
Wars and have a blast doing it.
Yeah,
So
so you'll have 3 live episodes in July, at least 2 pre-recorded audio shows, and probably easily 2 roadshow episodes. So you're looking at 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 rancors in 1 month. Yes. So
plus assorted Rancor bits that have been collected from the road on our YouTube
that's
channel,
right. Just.
the Rancor Pit on YouTube, which Eddie has meticulously managed to get all of the episodes of the show, except of the live show, up on YouTube, except for the
Missing
mysterious lost
number
episode.
36, which
Yes, unfortunately, 36 belongs to the
one
ages.
day we will recreate number 36 as best we can in some form and get it to you. It'll probably
Absolutely.
turn out better than the second time anyway.
So, with all of that in mind, just look for us anywhere you can, any number of places, especially on the remaining stops on the Rancor Pit Roadshow Summer Invasion Tour. We are 4 down, 3 to go,
Good enough.
with upcoming appearances at A Galaxy Called Dallas in Garland, Texas,
July 8th.
at ArlingCon in Arlington, Texas, our next convention
Yeah.
appearance. And finally, at Infinicon in Addison, Texas, in
What are the
August.
dates for Infinicon? I had that somewhere. I just don't have it in front of me.
I did too.
Oh, that's okay. But I know for sure. Galaxy is on July 8th, and we've been trying to space these out like every other week, but July we couldn't manage it, so we have them back to back. So July 8th is our stop at Galaxy, and then just the next weekend, July 15th, will be ArlingCon in Arlington. And
Yes, indeed,
okay.
Arlington, for that matter, and August 11th through the
There you
13th,
go.
Infinicon. You can find our 2 remaining convention appearances on Convention Awareness Project Texas, cap-tx.info. very boldly highlighted with a legend describing these as being another stop, fine stop on the Ranker Fitz Summer Roadshow 2017. And we'll be back soon with more Simple Tricks and Nonsense.